is there any way that we can flip this and say, and tell the volunteer programmers that we would like to help them with events that they want to be involved in? Like for MLK, I would really like to have a personality, especially if we're going to have a car or vehicle. I would like to have a personality in the parade, and we just support that personality.
So you're talking about one of the music programmers, personality-wise, or are you talking about a musician or what?
It could be the Zydeco folks, could be someone that does a public affairs show. I'd like to kind of promote, like with Pete Little, when Pete Little asked us to help with the St. Patrick's Day parade, I was glad to support him and glad to help spread the word that we have an Irish music show. And I'd kind of like to ask programmers, if they have an event, please let us know however you can through Robin or the staff, and we will support you rather than us walking and no programmer, nothing, I'd like to be able to pass out a piece of paper that mentions people's shows. And it was nice on the Veterans Day event for people to say, this is Tom, he does the veterans show. And I was very pleased to be able to tell people, oh, see that guy over there? That's Edgardo Willis, and he has a show every morning at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. So if we can, I'll talk to you, Robin, see if we can do that. And just ask programmers if they would like to be involved in any of these things, and we support them. If we're going to have a car, it'd be nice if we had a programmer in that car. Okay, anyway.
Nancy is here.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Okay. I always want to be talking about whether it's worth our while. Second thing is, I want everybody to have fun. So if we can make it a social event, and somehow get to know people. We did make a mistake, Robin, at the karaoke, that we didn't have a clipboard. I did have a clipboard at the veterans event. I took, I think, about 7 names of people that wanted to be notified of events, and I put that in that plastic container, so they need to be added to our email list. I need to always push that a little bit better. Okay. So, and we all need to have a good time. So if anybody has any ideas of how we can make it a more pleasant experience for our volunteers, just let me know. Okay. Thank you for the director's report. MLK's, Robin's working on it. St. Pat's. I'll call Pete Little again. I did put in a call about Earth Day, but I have not heard back. And definitely we do want to be involved in Art Car. And I would imagine that Sandy and Robin are working on a vehicle. And if anybody on this committee has someone that has a nice vehicle that would fit, let us know. Okay. Tori's not on the call, so I don't know whether we want to talk. He had an idea that maybe we should have a social event with a picnic. He lives in a neighborhood that has a little park, and sometimes they have events with bands. And he thought, well, maybe we could invite one of our programmers. If anybody on this committee would like to have a programmer come out and meet people, we could say, hey, we're having a picnic. Bring your picnic basket. We'll have a food truck there. And this is where we'll be, and these are our programmers that will be there. And if you want to meet some other KPFT folks, just come out that day from these hours, such and such. We're working on that. And if you'd like to be involved in that, would anybody like to be involved in that? I'm thinking something like April, May. Oh, we also did, just want you to know, and I'm sure you all do know that, Rob and Sam came on a fundraiser event in March, which would be our birthday party. Okay. Town hall meeting. We're thinking that's going to be in February, so we'll not interfere with all our drive. Still working on that. It did cross my mind. Somebody said, oh, hey, what if we had it during the picnic? I don't know whether we want to try to combine the town hall with the picnic event. Okay, item number 7. There is a little mistake. There's a little typo error in the agenda. I think I did number 6 twice. Number 7 is development. And thank you very much, Sandy and Robin, for promoting the Giving Tuesday, which is on the website, which is on social media. We're airing some testimonials. Has anybody heard any of the testimonials on the air?
I have. What they sound really good, I think.
I only heard the first 6, the second attachment. I have not been able to open it up on my phone while I've been on the road. But those people, they were people that I called as lapsed donors. And they, in the course of the conversation with them, they said that they had a story. And so some of those people I met 4 or 5 years ago, and I just took their names and put them in my phone under the story. So we have many more of those. And if we can get together sometime soon and call Lab Stones, we'll keep adding to that, because we do have some really nice people, some very interesting stories, and people that maybe would like to put us in their will, put us life insurance, or give to us in some other ways. They certainly have some very profound memories and kind things to say. Also wanted to just to report to you that I went to Power Tools, which is a training session for nonprofits. I took a really, really good session on planned giving, and Rob Lee has mentioned that he has done this. He's helped nonprofits set up planned giving programs, and I'm very excited about that. And, Rob, we're here to help in any way you like. I remember about 15 years ago, there was an organization that was helping people fundraise, and they worked with KPFA. One of the things they said that, like, at the bottom of every page of your website, it should say, have you put KPFT in your will? And if we could do that and have a phone number or something to that effect, or an email or something, it's just a matter of helping them. Because a lot of people my age would like to, you know, put their favorite charities in their will. So maybe I will send out some of the screenshots that I took from that event. But if you ever get a chance to attend Power Tools, it's usually just before Thanksgiving, and there were 850 people there. That's probably about 700 different organizations, different nonprofits at that function, which was really well done. So anybody else have any events or ideas?
A point of information.
Like to bring up under new business? Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Robin, how many legacies do we have?
By legacy, you mean?
Yeah, like wills promise to send us money after they die.
Off the top of my head, I know about three. A man with a house down in La Porte, I think it is, who wants to give it to KPFT when that time comes, and other people who have said they put KPFT in their will. A lot of them we won't know about until the bequest appears.
Oh, I see. So some people don't let the radio station know that they have this plan.
Yes.
I see. And we did get a house. It was near Trinity Bay. Is that the one you're talking about? Around 140,000, 150,000?
No. This is a man I spoke to some months ago.
Okay. Decided
to do that. A different one.
Okay. Well, that's nice. It's a different one. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This person who was giving the presentation on planned giving, he said it's great to have residuals. Residuals is like you say, I'm giving 500 to my daughter and $1 million to my son or whatever, and the rest of the money goes to this charity. He said somebody put in their will that to give his charity, which I think was UT Med Center or something. Residual, he said it was about $440,000. Just the change that was left after giving to everybody else. So that was kind of nice. Okay. Anyway, our next meeting is scheduled for January 7th of 2025. Any objection to that? Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to say they want to participate in NLK?
Oh, I will. Nancy. Oh,
sure. I'd like to work that.
And who's that?
Matt.
Okay, Matt. Okay. Anybody else? And anybody want to say right now that you want to participate in St. Patrick's Day if Pete Little says, hey, we're going for it?
I can't hear what you're saying. What did you say? Can you repeat that?
St. Patrick's Day, the 17th, usually the 17th of March.
So you're talking about the parade then, right?
The parade.
So are we walking in it or rolling, or how's that going to work?
There probably was room in the car, but last year we walked. And we passed out the little cards, and we also passed out, I had some green candy passed out.
Oh.
So if you feel like exercise.
Sure, okay. Sure. I don't mind walking in a parade, and that'd be fun, or whatever.
Teresa, I should be able to help with that too.
Okay, is that Ron?
Yeah, that's Ron. And if you're organizing a time to call LAPS volunteers, I would also be happy to do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, I'll get in on that as well.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Is that Matt Bellotto?
Yeah, we'll be in.
Matt Bellotto. Yeah, I'll get in on that too. We did that once before, and then we got cut short. And
I really want to get a little discipline behind this, because I think last year we raised about $4,000, but I think the potential is far more than that. But moreover, we can just keep piling on the sustaining members. We're approaching a tipping point rather quickly, enough so that we're going to be losing a fund drive next year. So if we can keep adding on, keep the momentum going, it might be possible one day to say we're going to have two drives a year.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, that's a dream, but the reality of having three is upon us, which is a really good.
Well, they talked about that today on the R&R show. I heard him mention that.
And also, I see Rob Lee is joined by video now. Hey, Rob. Rob and I are working.
System went down. Sorry.
Okay. Rob and I are working together on some ESAs on structured giving and the IRA 401k type of donations that we look for. and are receiving more and more of. So Rob's going to help with some language, and I think he's going to join me when I do my next IGM report to discuss that subject on the air. So thanks for that, Rob.
Absolutely.
You know, I hear on the air about sustainership and donate. But what I do not hear enough of is tell other people about KPFT. Because, you know, our listenership are kind of elderly people about to kick the bucket pretty soon. And so I think we really need to remember to say on the air, tell other people, you know, fresh new people coming in. Because, like, a lot of people are moving to Houston every single day.
Nancy, I disagree with your character. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. I disagree with your characterization of our listenership.
Our listenership is older generation.
No, that's your vision of what's there. You don't know.
There was a survey done.
How long ago?
There was a survey. Oh, very long ago.
Exactly, Nancy.
2010. We paid $10,000 for that survey.
Nancy, and, I don't pay any attention to that. It's bad data. And we come out to these events.
If you look at the station, how many people have gray hair? How many people are young?
You're looking at our maybe a few DJs or people that work there, and you're making grand assumptions on what our listenership looks like. That makes no sense. Now, come on, get real. These events that we hold tell us.
Let's do this. Maybe we should experiment a little bit, but you know what? That's not our job. This is the development and outreach. Maybe we should do some specific outreach to some different age groups to help them find shows that they would be engaged by. Maybe we should think about that. And perhaps if there is a programmer who would like us to assist in some way, maybe we can do that.
So which age demographic are you talking about, Teresa? Because my daughter is 25, I'm almost 26, and most of her friends listen to, you know, pop music. You know, I mean, they don't really listen to kind of what they have there at KPFT.
Well, I know several people. I know several people that are younger, and I've met them through my political work. They're young activists, and just not, maybe not per se activists, but just young liberals or young progressives. And I send them information about. If I see David Pakman's notification, I send that to them. If I see something from Humberto Willis, I might forward it on to them, steering them toward either Status Quo, Midas Touch, what's her name? Arnie Arneson. I just talked to someone today. I met her at Power Tools, and she's starting a nonprofit that's going to help foster children. I said, you know, you might want to tune in to Q Talk. Maybe there's a topic that they will be talking about or that you think needs to be talked about that has to do with hunger or housing. And then I also thought, what's the name of the show that, that children risk organized?
Growing up in America.
But there's a combined show that's several nonprofits, right?
Yes, that's our Amplified Houston, 9 to 9:30 a.m.
9 to 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Monday,
four days a week.
Monday through Thursday.
No, I think Friday. Maybe the off day is Friday. No, the off day is Tuesday. This Way Out airs on Tuesday.
So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Correct.
See, so I told her I would get back with her because I couldn't remember the name of the show, but I thought, you know, she might be a nonprofit that they want to interview, or she might just want to suggest a topic that they could discuss, since she's going to be working with foster children.
That might be better than a music angle, because most of the younger, my I keep going back to my daughter and her friends, they're all Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift people, which we don't really support. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody hear that or play that on KPFT.
If you have access to the web and you tend to stream, pay attention to HD2 and HD3 as well.
Okay.
I don't know if you've gotten a chance to listen to HD3.
No, not really. I haven't.
This is Howard Reynolds' toy. It's classic country, Howard's.
Well, program. Yeah, I heard that one. Yeah, but that's
and on H.
We already do that.
Well, and on HD2, we have a full schedule that runs counter to HD1, so it's got a lot more in terms of things that we take off audio port, maybe from other Pacifica stations, etc. Okay. So it's a different kind of mix as well.
So here's another. We have a promotional card on the HD1 saying that there is an HD2 channel, but there's no mention.
Yes, we do.
I think I heard it mentioned today about the streaming service. They were talking about Howard Reynolds, you know, HD3, I believe, is country. You know, I mean,
yeah, Howard's been promoting that however he can.
I heard that on
DJ, so.
Yeah, I heard this afternoon.
I talked to another person yesterday, who is doing some remarkable work helping the homeless in the Spring area, the Cypress Wood. And he called me because I'm a voter registrar and he wanted some ideas about how to help them get ID, because it's kind of a catch-22. And
how to get what?
How to get identification. Once they lose their identification, they can't get a birth certificate unless you have ID, and they've lost their ID. If your ID is expired, you can't get a replacement.
Oh, there's a big
unless you have two other IDs. So anyway, the point of the matter is that homelessness is a real issue. And I'm trying to think of some programmer that might want to actually talk to him, because he's really making, isn't it? You know, John, I don't know if anybody here knows John Basil. He used to work with our news department. He's a retired businessman, and he's really making a difference in helping people with, you know, finding jobs, getting housing, you know, turning their lives around. And there has to be a show where we can kind of exchange ideas and problem solve. So
do you want to do that show, Risa?
Well, I would imagine that's kind of what Amplify Houston does.
No, they work with nonprofits exclusively. So if you're a 501c3, you basically make application to get the airtime. And last I checked, they had about a 2 or 3 month backlog. So.
So are they interviewing other nonprofits? Is that what they're doing?
That's the idea.
That's what he needs, I think, because he's doing phenomenal work.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Okay.
Have them send an email to Marlo, and she can get them hooked up with the production team, and we'll see what we got.
So who does he email to?
pdkpft@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. Oh, well, let me ask one other question. Arjuman Mubarak has joined us. Arjuman, you worked with a poetry nonprofit, and you said that you made some strides in getting a younger clientele or a younger group involved in that nonprofit, right? Can you tell us what you do, what you did to maybe find a place for them, for younger people in that nonprofit?
Let's see. A lot of it was from social media. So we had to move. We would do mostly print and pictures, but mostly print. And, you know, young people, they like video. Yeah. And so we had to get accustomed to talking about what's coming up, but just say if we're having a poetry reading on Saturday, you know, then we're going to talk about the different poets and come out. You get a chance to do some of your poetry, but we had to do it by video instead of just writing. And that helped a lot.
So you went on social media and promoted your events with video, right?
Yes, and if we would stream it, like if once the event is happening, we have a guy that would, you know, do live stream, so they could participate through Zoom or in person. And we thought that most of them would like Zoom, but they would come out and want to do it in person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So maybe we should somehow incorporate this idea. I think Howard Reynolds is already doing more video, right? Is that correct, Sandy, that Howard is doing more video?
Howard is a video ace, okay? But he's not the only one shooting video at the station. We're already shooting video, especially if you consider how we've been promoting on Facebook. That's where a lot of it's been going. Some of it on our website. But that's the tool that we're using. And we have a lot of young people involved as a result. So, Arjuman, you're right. It's a successful way to help filter in younger folks, and we're doing that right now. More are always welcomed.
Who's speaking? Sandy, is that you, Sandy?
Well, I'm trying to. Yeah, it could be my internet again. Sorry about that. Can you hear me okay?
That's okay. Okay, so repeat what you just said.
What I'm saying is, yes, Howard is shooting video, and we've got other people shooting video. In particular, our program that's on the studio sessions that's on Friday at noon, that's a whole group of very young folks in there shooting video and doing the editing on the audio portion, which again is aired on Friday at noon. So Arjuman, I agree, having that element of video does help to bring in younger folks. Helps, but again, let's not lose sight of who we are.
Yes.
What we are, which is an FM radio station, which streams worldwide. And I can't say that strongly enough. We can go off on all kinds of tangents if we want to, but that doesn't help us in the long run necessarily. And I really, really like to stay focused if we can. So thank you.
Well, I just want us to be cutting edge. And I want when people to think about KPFT, think about it, that it's an exciting thing to be involved in, to be listening to new ideas and creativity. So, however, we can promote our shows to kind of convey that they're relevant to people out there. And somehow catch their attention so they do tune in and say, hey, I like this. I want to tell my friends about it. And maybe actually either relax or unwind or get motivated or inspired by what they hear on the air. That's what we want to help with. That's what our outreach should be doing. Okay.
Could I ask a question?
Go ahead, Rob.
Sandy, you were talking about the internet reach of the station, and something made me think a little bit, and if I heard you right, you're saying, here we are in Houston, but what are we doing to go out onto the web? And, you know, I guess we need to get, what are those, a couple of influencers that like us. And then all of a sudden we're on 5 million, feeds. But, back to that, what is our internet penetration vis-a-vis our listening, regular broadcast?
Not last month's report, but the one that I gave the board in October, contained quite a bit of information on Facebook statistics. We're doing quite well since Elise Bench is coming on board. I don't have the numbers at my fingertips right now, but we're getting, you know, a couple of 100,000 views a month. And the Facebook traffic is really pretty good. So. No complaints there. You know, that's one way that we're penetrating the media bubble. You can't talk to people if they don't listen to you. They don't know you're there to listen to begin with. So this is advertising. We're going Chronicle and Chron.com. We're trying that. We're committing until I think around April 1st. And then on April Fool's Day, we'll sit down and see if we were a fool or not. See if this has been effective at all. And that's just our first foray into this type of thing. But if you want to put on your thinking caps and think about that media bubble and how to reach people that don't know we exist or what's on or even why they should in a way that is economical, because it's expensive to advertise. A billboard is $11,000, $10,000 a month. We don't have that kind of money. This Chronicle campaign is $1,000 a month. We committed for 6 months. So we're throwing some money at it to see the kind of results we get. And this may not be the exact right platform. We may have to search for other platforms within our price range. But this is something to think about. I'll give you another for instance here. We did the Watermelon Festival at the Cottonwood Club. And for those of you that attended, they had little screens all over the club, bar sign, I think it was called. And they had pop-up ads, things like that. I thought about maybe calling them and seeing if we could place an ad. And that would not only run at the Cottonwood, but other fine establishments around town. I'm sure you target the area. So that's just another way to try to get people's attention. I don't know what the answer is given our limited budget or even in this, in the media landscape, as crowded as it is, how to really break through. I haven't come up with anything earth shattering, you know,
May I ask a question? On our Facebook, do we have a place where they can just push a button and go to our website and see something exciting? Do we have some videos on our website? Are we driving people to our website? And when they do go to our website, is there something like Arjumon was talking about how videos were very useful? Is there something right there on the website that they can push a button and see, you know, see Egberto Willis on the air saying something poignant or see something that promotes a show that's visual?
Well, there's a bit of a problem putting cameras in the studio. Not everybody wants them. No, we're not allowing people to view our studio as people are on the air. We're not doing that. Not currently.
But it doesn't have to
our
just
website,
be,
you've been to
it
our
doesn't
website.
Have to be in the studio. It could be something that is planned that we did do a little, testimonial We could show, for example, the Irish people walking in the parade and say, Pete Little and Irish Airs is on this time, da, 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 da. Just maybe some activity on the websites, some things that open up and you see movement on our website that kind of showcase our different shows.
Okay. Yes. Teresa, you've been to our website, so presumably you know what's on there, right? The shows for HD1 and HD2 are on there. What's playing is on there. Links to schedule, links to archives, links to donate, etc. are on there. At the bottom of the page, there are a number of videos from studio and elsewhere that have been posted. So all that content is there. But to really do this right, you got to keep up with it and keep it fresh and keep it alive. And that's a whole job in and of itself that we do not dedicate the resources for and will not dedicate the resources for under our current manpower loading.
So is that what, sorry, Sandy, is that what you're saying? Cause you were talking about distractions, like not to be distracted.
Right.
Is that the kind of distraction that you're thinking? How do you separate distraction from marketing?
Okay. You know? So let's talk about Let's talk about return on investment. Okay. Yeah. You know, this is really at the heart of the matter.
Yeah.
We can march in parades all day long and we get nothing from it. We go to karaoke on Discovery Green. We get nothing from it. We do a lot of events where we're spinning our wheels. I'm thinking more and more, and what we're doing at the station by demonstration is highly targeted events aimed at fundraising. So we're combining meeting the public with fundraising, such as the cruise we're doing this Saturday or the brunch we're doing in January or the fajita dinner that we did in November or what I hope will be a good birthday party where listeners can come out after contributing to attend. Okay. This is the kind of thing that I think is the most meaningful. That doesn't address the media bubble I just talked about though. So on the other hand, getting out and meeting new audiences or making them aware by marching in a parade has value. But given that we have 4 people on staff principally and asking volunteer programmers to go out and go to a picnic or attend an event, you know, that someone's suggesting they attend, that's completely up to them. And I just don't know how effective that's going to be in the long run. That's all. So I've got a couple of concerns there along those lines, right? Okay.
Well, listen, it's 7 o'clock and some of you are fading in and out. But I've found the discussion to me, useful, and I'm always open to ideas, and I hope everybody here is coming up with ideas because some of them will stick. Some of them will be worth our time. So thank you all for coming on the meeting, and I hope you all had a great holiday. Thanks a lot for giving us some of your time tonight. It's good talking to you all.
Again, there are still tickets left for Saturday on the boat. If some of you want to go, just contact me if you're not on the list already, and we'll make a deal.
What time does the boat leave, and where do you go to catch the boat?
Clear Lake.
We leave from the South Shore Harbor Marina, which is at Marina Bay Drive and South Shore Harbor Drive in League City, walking distance from my house. Thank you very much. And the boat departs at 1 o'clock. You should really be down there about 12:45, 12:30. There's going to be food and drink, and you know, we had a good time last time. I'm hoping the weather cooperates, but the Captain Bobby tells me that there are 2 jet heaters that when they run them, they ask them to turn them off because it gets too warm too fast. So it's going to be all right.
And how much are the tickets?
Contact me. We'll make a deal. Especially, outreach committee special.
I have something.
I'm Giving Tuesday, right?
I'm Giving Tuesday.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. Was that Tom Harper?
pretty sly.
Yes, I have something. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and be safe and have fun during your holiday.
All right. And thank you very much for letting us use your Zoom, Tom. Appreciate
it. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. Bye-bye
good night.
Now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.